Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Many years ago, a heavyweight boxer, Muhammad Ali, made a famous statement. He said, "I am the greatest." Unarguably, Muhammad Ali was the greatest heavyweight boxer among his peers. He won 56 fights in total. 37 of them were knockouts. I wonder who here at Christ Lutheran Church can say, like Muhammad Ali, "I am the greatest." Can an elder say that? Can a church staff say that? Can a church member say, "I am the greatest"? Who is the greatest among us? This question immediately provokes an argument, just as it did among the disciples of Jesus. Mark, in our gospel reading, verses 30 to 34, tells us about an argument among the disciples on their way to Capernaum. Earlier on, Jesus had taught his disciples about his sacrificial death, burial, and resurrection from the grave. Mark says they did not understand what he was saying, but were afraid to ask him. The disciples instead argued among themselves about who was the greatest. I can hear through my imaginative ears John saying to the rest of the disciples, "I am the greatest because I am a part of the inner circle of Jesus." I can hear Peter saying to others, "I am the greatest because I am a professional fisherman, not just a disciple." I can hear Matthew saying to John, Peter, and the rest, "I am the greatest because, remember guys, I was a tax collector. I worked for the Roman government." With my imaginative ears, I can also hear Judas saying, "I am the greatest because I am the treasurer of this group." Hope you guys recognize that. I can hear the rest of the disciples also saying similar things as an argument for greatness. Well, Mark tells us that when the disciples finally arrived at Capernaum and were in the house with Jesus, he asked them about their argument on the road leading to Capernaum. Mark says there was dead silence in the house because they had argued about who was the greatest among them on the way to Capernaum. Jesus then used that moment to teach his disciples about greatness in the kingdom of God. Jesus says, "If you want to be first, you must be last of all and seventh of all." Notice, Jesus doesn't dismiss his disciples' ambition of greatness. Instead, he transforms their understanding of true greatness. He corrects their presuppositions of how greatness is acquired in the kingdom of God. Jesus says to his disciples, and is saying the same to us, that if you desire greatness in the kingdom of God, then you must be the last of all and the seventh of all. In the Jewish culture of Jesus' day, first men rulers, priests, and other persons of authority and influence. Those to be last men to be in a position with no rank, no authority, no influence, no privilege, no status. A servant of all refers to the person who is the lowest in the rank of all the servants. The one who would be allowed to eat only what is left after everyone else had eaten. In the kingdom of God, the greatest are those who are the very last and servants of all. So who is the greatest among us? The greatest among us is the one who puts the needs of others before himself or herself. The greatest among us is the one who doesn't think of himself or herself as above any task that might be trivial or lowly. The one who is the greatest amongst us is the one who thinks of others first and himself last. He's the one who is willing to do the most humble service. C.H. Spurgeon said this: in Christ's kingdom, the way to go up is to go down. Sink self, and you shall surely rise. The one who is the greatest among us is the one who is willing to give up rank and status and importance just to serve. The one who is the greatest among us is the one who is not high-minded and sophisticated. It's the one who washes the feet of others willingly. It's the one who serves others regardless of status. It's the one who is like Jesus, who left his honor and glory and became last of all and is servant of all. Jesus continues to teach his disciples about greatness in the kingdom of God in verses 35 to 37. Mark says, Jesus got a child and first put him in the midst of his disciples. Then he took the child into his arms and said to his disciples, whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me. Apparently, this was a child from the house Jesus and his disciples were received. A child in the Jewish and Roman culture was the least significant person. In the day of Jesus, the social status of children was just barely above that of a slave. They were considered weak, last, and without value, unlike the high value placed on children in the West. They had no rights and were seen as powerless, vulnerable, and consumers in the society. However, when Jesus picked up the child in his arms and told his disciples to receive one as such like these in his name, he did it to teach them an object lesson about greatness in the kingdom of God. The child in the arms of Jesus represented the vulnerability, powerlessness, and need of the children of his days. They represented the needed, they represented the weak, they represented the least of the society. Therefore, the lesson Jesus teaches about greatness in the kingdom of God is this: anyone who desires to be first, meaning to be the greatest in the kingdom of God, must be willing to take care of the vulnerable, the powerless, the needed, the weak, and the least among us. But not only that, he must also be willing to welcome them as well. And Jesus says anyone who welcomes the vulnerable, the powerless, the needed, the weak, and least among us welcomes him and his Father. So who is then the greatest among us? The greatest among us is the one who, in the name of Jesus, cares for the needed and least around us. He is the one who quietly supports homeless shelters and food banks around Texas. He's the one who bathes and changes and provides care for the elderly, sick and dying. He is the one who welcomes the poor and ordinary into his home and encourages them. He is the one who shows love and hospitality to the recovering substance abuser. He's the one who encourages and receives the dropout, the homeless, and the less fortunate. He's the one who makes contribution to alleviate the suffering of others. He's the one who shares the gospel with the weak, with the least and needed around us, so that they can become saved and baptized and members of his church. Then Jesus, because of his relationship with them, will care for them physically and spiritually, will become their good shepherd, will fill their hearts with love, will listen to their prayers, and will provide for their needs. So yes, like Muhammad Ali, you can become the greatest among us. You can become the greatest among us, not based on your status and achievements, but based on your willingness to be the last of all of us, the seventh of all of us. But not only that, you must be willing to care for all around you and to welcome all around you in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.